from the studios of SWA 999 Sydney's West. Streaming live on the Woof Australia, it's the award-winning Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ. Here's what's on tonight's show.
New artist Nina Ward will be live in the studio, and we debut her single to radio. Plus, we will have some fun with Facebook Live game Two Lies and a Truth. The guys also catch up with Old Dominion on the CMC Awards red carpet. Let's get started with Sir Roosevelt. This is Something About You.
You ain't even trying, but everything stops when you walk in a room. Tell me how you do it. You made me wanna fall just looking at you. The sound of your voice and the touch of your skin, sending chills up my spine. The taste of your lips and the spell of your kiss, I can't deny. There's something about you, you, and all the little things that you do, do. Girl, I can't explain it no matter how hard I try to put my finger on it. There's just something about you, something about you. Something about you, caught up in a moment, lost in the way that you're looking at me. You don't even know it, if you could only see what you're doing to me. The sound of your voice and the touch of your skin, sending chills up my spine. The taste of your lips and the spell of your kiss, I can't deny. There's something about you, you, and all of you do, do. Girl, I can't explain it no matter how hard I try to put my finger on it. There's just something about you, something about you, you. Got me feeling something brand new. Ooh, I think I'm going crazy. It's more than just your mind, it's more than just your body, baby. It's just something about you. Maybe it's the way that you touch me. Maybe it's the way. Finger on it, there's just something about you. Something about you, you. Got me feeling something brand new. Ooh, I think I'm going crazy. It's more than just your mind, it's more than just your body, baby. It's just something about you. Just something about you, baby.
Yes, of Roosevelt, or Roosevelt, in fact, with Zac Brown out front getting us underway with Something About You. Now, MJ, last week we did our first show on Swire FM, and you did what you always love doing in new studios. You explored under the console desk.
Well, just to recap there, Big Stu.
Yeah, turn my mic on will be the good thing to do. We need to set a good example. We have our first studio guest on the news station tonight.
Hang on, so let me just check. Your mic too, are you? Just say something.
Hello.
Yeah, I like that better. You can't hear him. There we are. He's back.
Uh-huh. But not only is this the first time that she's been on our show, she's first a guest on the new studio. So you need to set a good example. Okay. So come on, focus.
All right, focus.
Where were we? Okay, so yes, recapping last week, I found a trap door just over there, you know. Can you hear it? There it is.
I can hear it now.
At our last station, and there's also one here as well. Now, the last station, it was a dungeon radio studio that worked. We had gremlins at the old place. This one, though, why don't we play a reminder, Big Stu? Why am I talking?
I'll play a reminder of what happened last time.
There's another trap door down here as well. It's a really heavy one.
Oh. Careful, MJ. We're new here. Don't get us in trouble.
Should I climb down?
Hang on. Use this wireless mic so we can hear you.
Test. Is this thing on?
We hear you, MJ. Careful. Be careful, man.
There's a railway line down the middle of the tunnel.
Of course, that makes sense because the SWA studio is literally just 20 metres from the main Western Line here in Sydney.
I don't remember anything about a tunnel underneath Blacktown.
Hey, MJ, do that thing they do on TV all the time. You know, put your ear down to the track.
What does it mean when there's a dull noise and the track is vibrating?
It means there's a train coming.
It's getting louder.
You need to get out of there.
The whole track is vibrating hard now. It's getting louder.
MJ, run!
Thank you. Oh boy.
Yeah, that's a flashback. You know how I said we didn't want to get in trouble?
Are we already in trouble? I'm sorry, Big Stu. I like it here. I don't want to leave.
Well, it's not Soir, MJ. We got a letter from the central bureaucracy. I'll read it out. It comes from the Railway Comptroller. Dear Mr. Planet Country, or may I call you Planet? It comes to my attention that during a radio transmittal last week, you or derivatives of your program did open a supposed trapdoor and enter a subterranean void and proceed to describe it as housing tracks pertaining to the operation of a railway, and furthermore, did knowingly or unknowingly attempt to persuade listeners to the transmittal that a train was travelling on the supposed track work during your presence.
Well, that pretty much sums it up, but in a weird language, and explains this new... There's a lock on the door.
There you go. It must be how comptrollers talk, you know. That's how they talk. It goes on, please be advised that there is no railway tunnel under the radio studio and that you have been mistaken if you believe you were in the presence of a train traversing trackwork in any such subterranean void within 30 kilometres of your location.
And, oh, the trapdoor seems to have disappeared now. Something's going on. They're closing the hole or something? I don't know what's going on. There's nothing under there anymore.
Okay, the letter finishes, and this is the interesting bit. We have enclosed a small handheld device and ask that you hold it in your right hand, stare at the end of it without wearing sunglasses, which is odd.
Got my sunnies here.
And put them off and press the button. Okay, ready? Stare at it.
Yep. Oh, hey there, Stu. Where are we?
I think we're in the studio. What were we doing? Okay, I think we just started the show, and it's going to be a big one, I can say that. We've got our interview with Old Dominion to come, as well as our special studio guest, Nina, who'll be here very soon. But let's check out the latest song from Lanco. This is Born to Love You on Planet Country.
I was born in a town full of red pine trees. County sign says, follow your dreams. Westbound train makes the whole town shake. Friday night lights decide your fate. Born again in a church where the steeple's wide. Preacher preached, Book of John, and my mama cried. Meaning life was in verse 2. Didn't make sense till I found you.
I'm you smile, I know why I'm here. Wherever I go, and wherever
of our favourite bands, Lenko, with new music. And speaking of new music and new artists, it's a big Planet Country welcome to Nina. Did you recognise that the same crowd is with us from the other station? They follow us
around. They're loyal, you know. It's our live studio audience, Big Stu.
Exactly.
They're not going to forget
about us. We take them with us. Welcome to the show, Nina. Now, we've known about you for a few years now. We've kind of watched your progression towards releasing your own music. It must seem like forever for you as an artist. But how long have you been singing?
Yes, sir. I mean, I've been singing since I was as young as I can remember, but I've been actually playing music for the last about 5 years.
Right, yeah. 5 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
It's all right.
It's long enough. We find a lot of singers have also done other creative pursuits, you know, particularly as young children, maybe dancing, that kind of thing. Is that the case with yourself?
Yes. When I was 7, I started ballroom and Latin dancing with my mum. And I did that for 7 years until I was 14. And then, I mean, I dabbled in a lot of different instruments as a child, which probably was very annoying to my parents.
So you just changed your mind. I don't want to learn that. I want to learn this now.
I loved dancing, but then my friend started taking singing lessons at high school. She was like, oh, you should do it. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay. So I told my parents and I said, I want to take singing lessons. And they said, well, you have to choose one or the other. You can't do both. And I just decided.
The ultimatum.
Yeah.
Was singing always something you were, like, good at?
No. Definitely not.
That's a very subjective question, but I like it.
You know, heard about, like, Ed Sheeran as a child, how he sounded really terrible. That was 100% me. I went in a talent quest in primary school, and I did terribly.
I guess it's sort of when you sort of figure out, you know, what talent you have, you sort of motivate you then to improve your skills. So you've come a long way. Having heard the song, you know, before we put it to air, it's pretty darn good.
We were just talking about this the other night. Of course, Keith Urban went on the famed TV show Pot of Gold and was told by the nasty judge, Bernard King, he had no future in music. So, you know, don't worry about what happened when you were young.
Well, he was just at the ACMs with his superstar model wife.
That's exactly,
you know?
Right. The one that they've split up, of course, according to those terrible magazines. Don't take me down that path again. Nina is sticking around for the whole show, and we're going to be live on Facebook later to have some fun with our game, Two Lies and a Truth. But next, we've got the new country-inspired single from Queen of Pop, Kylie Minogue. Let's check it out and then have a chat about Kylie's place in country music.
No one wants to stay at home, nobody wants to be alone. When you come knocking, I'll be at your door. I don't ever want to stop, I'm gonna give it all I've got. And when they ask me, who could ask for more? Can't stand still, won't slow down. When I go, we can say we did it all, the never ending of a perfect day. Can't stand still, I won't slow down. When I go out, I wanna go out dancing.
That's Dancing from Kylie Minogue on Planet Country. And after years of teasing about doing a country song, Kylie has released Dancing, and it seems her fans absolutely love it. But the country music industry has been split on welcoming her to the genre. Before we look at that, though, here's Kylie explaining how she got dressed up country with a producer back in 2015.
We'd had this running gag about Dolly Parton litmus test, testing out the songs done in a country and western style, to kind of see how valid they were without production and all of that. So the last day, I'd arranged to have a little cowboy, you know, it's like for kind of between 8 and 12-year-olds, probably, little dress-up. Sent one to him earlier in the day. I had my cowgirl outfit, and I'd sent him wrote him a note explaining what this is and, you know, see you later for some grits and, you know, a bit of a hoedown and hope to see you in your chaps kind of thing. So to cut a very long story short, I arrived, I did my quick change before actually going into the studio, and to my utter delight, he had his cowboy outfit on with the chaps, the hat, everything, was punching out a bit of a Kenny Rogers on stereo, and then I came in my little yeehaw outfit, and it was just hilarious.
Yeah, Kylie, with just about every stereotype you can come up with, I think. She mentioned country and
hoedown
and chaps and a hoedown. We looked at the Kylie issue on Country Universe on The Wolf last Thursday. We outlined some interesting social media comments from people within country music, within the industry, where there was a general divide between those welcoming Kylie and any other mainstream artists who want to dabble with country, and those deriding her for pretending to be country.
Ouch. Well, there's no surprise there, Big Stu. Anything out of the country stereotype is too much for some to handle.
Absolutely. Just letting you know, one response stated, "I think it's pathetic. Seems to be quite a few trying," and that's in capitals, "to be country. It's not very nice." Another one stated, though, "What an artist chooses to record is their business. I have no problem with it. One of my favourite country artists, Conway Twitty, started as a rock singer." So there you go. So a real mix of views. Our special guest Nina is with us. We'll bring you in on this, Nina. As a young artist making your way in the industry, how do you feel about a pop icon like Kylie Minogue, you know, releasing a country song?
I think it's great. I think that genre sometimes is subjective.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just make music not intending to have a specific genre that it's going to fall into. And if it falls into country, then that's where it goes, and the song's cool.
At the end of the day, it's just if the fans like it, you know?
Yeah, you know.
It's interesting that country artists often talk about musical influence from all sorts of genres, not just country. Who are some of your influences?
Well, definitely, when I was young, I loved Shania Twain. but lately I've been listening to, I kind of listen to a big myriad of different artists. So if you look at my playlist, it's just...
eclectic.
Yeah, it's so many different. I've got country, I've got pop, I've got EDM. So it's a big mix. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, at the end of the day, you want to sort of have influences so you can find something that you like yourself and be the next influence, you know?
Take things from different areas and pull them together to make something new.
Well, I say the more the merrier in country. Why not? And we've got artists like Keith Urban, Sam Hunt and Florida Georgia Line getting crossover success, so it's obvious that pop and rock artists are going to be drawn the other way and show interest in releasing country-inspired music. So bring it on, I say. Now, one of the biggest artists in country right now is Carrie Underwood, of course, and she's just released a brand-new single called Cry Pretty. Let's check it out now on Planet Country.
Hello, Australia. This is Carrie Underwood.
I'm sorry, but I'm just a girl, not usually the kind to show my heart to the world. I'm pretty good at keeping it together. I hold my composure for worse or for better. So I apologize if you don't like what you see, but sometimes my emotions get the best of me, and falling apart is as human as it gets. You can't hide it, you can't fight what the truth is. You can't pretty lie and say it's okay. You can't pretty smile and just walk away. Pretty much fake your way. Oh no, you can't
dress it up in lace or rhinestones. It don't matter if you're in a crowd or home alone. Yeah, it's all the same when you're looking in the mirror. A picture of pain. So let it flow like a river. You can pretty lie and say it's okay.
From the studios of Swar 999 Sydney's West, it's the award-winning Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ.
Cover charge stamps, got a hand looking like a rainbow. In and out of every bar, on a whim just like the wind blows. She's either a bachelorette or coming off a breakup. Take a drunk girl home. She's bouncing like a pinball, singing every word she never knew. Dancing with her eyes closed, like she's the only one in the room. Her hair's a perfect mess, falling out of that dress. Take a drunk girl home. Take a drunk girl home. Let her sleep all alone. Leave her keys on the counter, your number by her phone. Pick up her life, she threw the floor, leave the hall lights on, walk out and lock the door. That's how she knows the difference between a boy and a man. Take a drunk girl home. You leave a drive for a dive and you get something bad to eat. This singing closing time with that little bar across the street. Been two by two strangers and lovers, headed for the covers, hooking up. And that TV in your two bedroom sounds turned off. And through the paper thin walls you can hear the neighbor's cigarette cough. There's a million things you could be doing, but there's one thing you're damn sure glad you did. Take a drunk girl home. Let her sleep all alone. Leave her keys on the counter, your number by the phone. Pick up her life, she threw on the floor. Leave the hall lights
door. That's how you know the difference in a boy and a man. You take a drunk girl home. Took a drunk girl home in the sober light of dawn. She left you a message, she thanked you on the phone. Cause you picked up her life, she threw on the floor. You left the hall lights on, walked out and locked the door. That's how she knows the difference between a boy and a man. Take a drunk girl home. You took a drunk girl home. Take a drunk girl home.
That's Chris Jansen with Drunk Girl on Planet Country, which is on Swar 999 in Sydney and, of course, streamed on The Wolf Australia. And speaking of streaming, we're just about to go live on Facebook. Except MJ has just rushed out of the studio. He's bolted. So that could take a little bit of time. Because you see, I've got to say, all day MJ's been working on this system, this riggy setup. There's wires everywhere. There's mixing consoles. And it's also that we can have the best sound while we're live on Facebook instead of just relying on the phone's own microphone. And I think it's maybe gone awry. So he's racing around trying to get that set up. And we're going to play a Facebook live game with Nina, so we'll wait on getting the stream to happen, because that's always a lot of fun when people can tune into that. Tune in. How old am I? Speaking of that, Nina, I've got to ask you, you mentioned this off air, and I'm going to make it on air. Your parents were communicating, was it on Facebook, about being able to listen to you on the wireless?
Yeah.
Tell us how that went, because it was, from a young person such as yourself, it was very funny hearing it.
Yeah, so my dad, I shared the event that was basically announcing that I'd be on tonight. And my dad said, oh, it should be fun. Will we be able to pick it up in Queensland? And I said, yeah, you can. You can listen on the computer. And then he said, all right, well, I'll call you this arvo to explain.
So did you guide him through this? Was there a step-by-step click here? Click
I
there?
Tried to explain it to him in step form on the phone. It wasn't working.
Oh, no.
So I had to then say, look, I'll just send you the link in a message. All you have to do is click on it.
All you have to do is click on the link. So, Dad, I hope you've been able to do that and you are listening to us live, because
if he's not still making dinner.
If he's not still making dinner. Well, that was the other thing. He was going to make dinner first. Now, MJ is just about there. He's plugging plugs in. We're going to see if this is working. MJ,
it's going to be worth the wait, okay?
It's going to be worth the wait, he says. So it's very exciting because we are in the new studio. Of course, there's more room here, I think, MJ, to do this. So are we live? Is it up and running?
Well,
come on, mic, so that people can hear.
Okay, so if this is working, I've got to put my headphones on so I can hear what I'm doing. So if this works, I believe we should be getting the correct audio from the radio studio. So this is the whole wait was because I found a way, Big Stu, and I've been testing it all day. I have had like a muffin for breakfast, lunch, okay, haven't had dinner.
It's not so important.
But if this works, we will have live radio studio audio. So that's the microphones we're talking to, the $400 microphones that all three of us are talking into.
One of which is not quite working. In fact, we swapped Nina's to you, and it's not working
so
properly.
You can't hear me.
No, it's not clear. It's picking up residual from other mics.
Is it?
So
secondary.
Really, really close. No, I can't.
Remember at the other place we broadcast from, we used to write in the technical book every week there was a problem. So we're going to have to start doing that.
Okay, so we are live on Facebook. So
okay, Facebook, hello.
I had to hotspot the Wi-Fi from your phone out.
That's
where
right.
There is reception to,
because 4G isn't working. I love this.
Yeah, so hopefully that's working. And if you can hear me on live video on Facebook, please let me know that you can hear me. Basically.
That's right. Okay, so we're good to go. Are we good to go?
I think we're good.
Okay, we're good. All right. Okay, so hello to everyone on Facebook watching in, and, of course, people listening on SWR 999 in Sydney or streaming on The Wolf Australia. We are live on Facebook. Grab your phone. Make sure you tune in. That's the wrong word. We have Nina in the studio with us. Now, we're looking forward to hearing, we were looking forward to hearing Nina play acoustically, but unfortunately she's not well. You can hear it in the voice.
Yes. There
is this the, you know, artists seem to have this kind of flu that does the rounds amongst singers. Is it?
It always comes right on time. Right when I need to be sick.
Right when you need to be singing, you can't. So, well, we're going to have fun anyway, because one of the things we like to do when we have guests in the studio, especially on Facebook Live, is play a game. And we've decided to play the game Two Lies and a Truth.
Now on Planet Country, it's Two Lies and a Truth.
Thank you, voiceover guy. Now, for those just joining us, Nina is a young singer-songwriter from Sydney. And I'm sorry, I was going to ask you about that, but in fact, we'll do the game first, shall we? Okay. The way this works is very, very simple. Our guest artist is going to tell us three interesting things about herself. Two of those will be made up, okay? And one, so two of them will be lies, one of them will be real, and it will be the truth. MJ and I have to work out which one is real. So if you're listening on radio, listen up hard. If you're watching on Facebook, look closely. Maybe there's like a tell. You know how people playing poker have that kind of visual tell? They might be able to work it out.
Stu, so just quickly, another artist, best friends with Nina, Brooke Lambert, a good friend of ours, has just joined our live video, and she said, go Ninja.
Hey, Brooke.
Ninja.
Ninja.
Yeah,
so that's
yes.
a nickname.
This is my nickname.
Oh, okay.
Because when I was living on the Gold Coast and Brooke and I would go to a lot of open mic nights together, and I used to take this sign with me that had these little letters that you could stick on.
Oh, yeah.
And so it said, you know, follow me at Nina Music,
yeah,
rah,
yeah.
rah. And they thought it would be really funny to go and play with the spelling on the sign, and they changed it to Ninja.
So that's it. That's
so
stuck
now
with you.
My name's Ninja.
Okay, well, Ninja.
I don't need a mouth guard is the point I was getting to. Because
okay.
If we get these guests right, she may be a bit upset and start taking it out on us. And I don't know if you noticed, Big Stu, there's a wall here. We're trapped in the corner with a qualified ninja.
That's right. We don't want that.
Okay.
But Ninja is going to tell us three things. Two of them are lies. One of them's real. Listen up, MJ. We've got to work this out. Okay. Ninja, tell us three things.
Okay. I broke my ankle horse riding.
Ah, okay.
Ooh. That's the first one.
So number one, broken ankle. I'm just going to write this
horse
down.
Horse riding.
You know, I've got to think about this. I feel you get a notepad and I don't.
Horse riding. Yes.
Second one is I overdosed on medicine and had to go to hospital as a child.
OD'd on meds.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty heavy.
Resulting in hospital visit.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And the third thing, the third fact.
I was chased by cows in the bush.
That's country though.
Okay. I'm going to say that can't be true, because if you're a ninja, no problem, cow's gone. But look, MJ, I don't know if you've got a clue what it is, but I think what we're going to do is take a break. We'll gather our thoughts and work out what it is. What better? We need some thinking music. What better thinking music could there be than the new, brand new single from Ian Archibald Band? We'll be back with our selection. Which one is it?
Now, here's a song we recommend you crank up. From all of us here at Ian Archibald Band, we hope you love our new single, It's a Dirty Job, But Someone's Gotta Do It, featuring our good mate, Troy Kemp.
Life is diesel, and callous hands are black, blood brawling through this red dirt air. For a crust, fixes machines, the only thing he knows to make ends meet. With the sun, the tools go down, it's time to hit the town. Cause it's a dirty job, but someone's gotta do it. Call the shops and get the boys around. Down a 40-proof, the hours he's been doing. Yeah, it's a dirty job, someone's gotta do it. Same shit, different day. That big ball burning, so she's making hay. Herding cattle, fixing fences. She's a hard-working mudslinging RM princess. The day is done, hangs her saddle up. It's time to fill her cup. Cause it's a dirty job, but someone's gotta do it.
call the shots and get the girls around. Out of 40 proof, yeah, what she's been doing. Cause it's a dirty job, someone's gotta do it.
New for Ian Archibald Band, Dirty Job, but you know, someone's got to do it. Someone's got to do radio. MJ looks like he's DJ in a nightclub at the moment, bopping his head along.
Big Stu, I can tell you that this used to belong to a DJ.
That's
and
right.
And he gave it to our mate James from Baker Productions and said, I don't need it. Here you go. And I went, I don't need it, but I like the look of it. And then,
and now you found a use for it.
Like 5 o'clock this morning, I went, I have a use for it.
And now I should say we're actually sharing a mic. Nina and MJ are sharing a mic here because one of them is out of action. The third mic is not working properly. So
we're planning to get Hurricane Fall in the studio.
There's five of them. We need more mics.
Well, we've got this. Maybe we can hook this one into there or
something. I do not know how we're going to do that. Now, before the song, we heard three facts from Nina. The first one was that she had broken her ankle in a horse riding mishap when she was younger. We also heard that she had overdosed on some medication and had to go to hospital again when she was younger. And the third one was that she was chased by cows. Now, I tried to get a little bit more information. I said, so where was this? She said, in the middle of nowhere. So she's given us nothing to work with here. How are we going to work this out? Okay, I will go first, MJ. I am going to suggest that the truth, the real thing, is that you did... and don't tell me the answer before MJ has his guess, that you did break your ankle horse riding.
I did this wrong.
Hang on. You're going to tell me there's two truths and one fake one? That's all right. We'll play it that way. It doesn't matter. All right. Two truths and a fake one. So I'm going to guess the fake one.
I've got to rename this now.
You do. I'm going to guess that you were not chased by cows in the middle of nowhere. MJ, what's your guess?
So I'm guessing a lie?
Yeah, just a lie.
I reckon that's too easy to lie about that it's actually truthful.
Too easy to lie about.
I'm going to go with my assistant tonight is Brooke Lambert, who said that she never broke her ankle. So I reckon that's the lie.
Okay, so you're going never broke the ankle. I'm saying never been chased by cows. Which is it, Ninja?
I never broke my ankle. You're right.
She never broke her ankle. Wow.
MJ, you got unfair assistance. So, Brooke Lambert, thanks very much for telling MJ the answer. I'm never going to.
Well, hang on. I have a sledgehammer back here. We'll just fix it up for history there.
Exactly. Exactly right. Well, that was Two Lies and the Truth, new version, 2.0.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to say Two Lies and a Tooth. Whatever. You know what I'm saying. All right. Now, of course, the reason you're here tonight is because you're releasing a brand new single. So this is released on the 26th, I think it is, of April.
Yes.
So that's still a while off. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
How do you deal with, because you probably recorded this a while ago, how do you deal with that weight to actually get it out there? It must be just itching away. You're like, I want to get this out.
It's been so long in the works. Took about almost 3 months to completely finish recording, so my patience was very...
Artists aren't known for their patience, because sometimes, particularly if they write a song, they write it a long time ago, sometimes they don't record it for whatever reason, then eventually they do, and then they've got to wait, and it's hard.
Yeah, I get to listen to it, so...
So how many times have you listened to the finished song?
I cannot count how many times I've listened to it, the different mixes during the recording phase.
Thousands of times. And you've given it the car test, haven't you? Because that's artists always have to do that.
Every test. But for me, whenever I want to hear a song, I need to have my in-ear headphones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can't do the big...
No. In-ear. In-ear, that's the full experience.
Okay. I like that. Well,
the gym test, because, people have the in-ear things.
Yeah, in the gym.
You ever, do it at the gym, and you're like, I can gym to this?
I mean, I would like people to be able to work out to the song, but no, I don't listen to new music at the gym. To be in an isolated situation, like, you have to leave me alone, I'm concentrated, I'm listening to a new song.
Well, make sure you head to iTunes and you can pre-order, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Pre-order it. It'll be waiting for you on the 26th of April. We're in for a treat tonight because we are exclusively going to play the song first on radio. But before we do that, we've got this...
Now, on Planet Country, it's time for the prestigious Song of the Week.
She should know I haven't broken any bones.
We're still going on about that.
So, my handy helper, I've got to remember that, we've got the one working mic at the moment, so my handy helper, Brooke Lambert, confessed that she guessed it, so I'm glad that, the onus is not on me to do the guessing. Brooke helped, but Nikki commented that that she actually got chased by cows, so Nikki, if you had been watching Facebook Live, she did reveal Nikki, so thanks for that, Nikki. And Nikki also said that you're a natural, so she's a natural on radio, and... We have no jobs anymore. She's going to take over from now on.
I thought you meant a natural at being chased by cows. I don't know how you're a natural at that. Just
Brooke,
Lambert,
I can hear you. Well, because we've got the radio audio through my new little toy.
That's good.
Shout out to Baker Productions for donating that.
Now, speaking of guessing, MJ, the Song of the Week theme, it's played every week. You've got to guess who has Song of the Week. Last week it was difficult because there was no one in the studio. You're sitting next to an artist, hint, hint. What's your guess?
Well, we caught up with Brooke Lambert at the CMC Awards, and she said she's putting together new music. No, of course, it's got to be her best friend, the Ninja Nina, right next to me. So we're debuting the song to radio on 999 FM.
Absolutely. Thinking About You is the song. Tell us about it.
Okay. So it's... Are we on?
We're on.
Oh, sorry.
There's a big light up there that says on air.
Am I a natural?
Can I just say, we're on. I don't know about yourself.
Okay. So I wrote this song about... 2 years ago, actually, and I think, as songwriters, sometimes we need to get creative in what we write about, and so sometimes, I have a lull in drama in my life.
Nothing to write about.
No, nothing to write about, and so I thought, how would I feel if I broke up with my boyfriend, and that's how I wrote Think About You. I was like, I'd want him back.
I love that.
Is there a plan to actually break up with him and test this out?
No, he's a keeper.
He's a keeper. We love that. Well, let's check out the song. We've made our listeners wait long enough. This is the Song of the Week on Planet Country. It's Nina.
We were one, I left. Told you I wasn't ready. Crazy, but I guess you never knew.
Nino with Thinking About You on Planet Country. Congratulations on the debut single. We were saving this for the live performance, but because you can't sing, you're unwell, let's do it anyway for the pre-recorded version of the single. They're very polite, our studio audience, who have followed us from radio station to radio station. Who would have thunk it? Congratulations. It must be exciting to hear it. We talked about that earlier, how many times you've actually heard the song, but it must be exciting to hear it. It's on the radio. Really others is. Have heard it.
Yeah, no, it's yeah, it's a little bit surreal, but it just gets more and more exciting as time goes on.
We talked about excitement for it to be released. What are the other emotions, you know, particularly for a song you wrote a couple of years ago and it's had that long process before you've recorded it and now put it out?
Well, I mean, I've been, I guess, strategizing on how I was ever going to put any music out for such a long time. Mm. You know, I tried out for singing shows. I've had, like, different go-ins with, like, contracts and that type of thing. And then, yeah, I think I just got to a point where I thought, well, I wasn't meant to go on that path. I just need to make this happen myself. And so, when I moved back to Sydney, I just thought, I'm just going to record the song.
Well, there aren't any rules anymore about how you do this, is there? You know, there's not the standard path that everyone follows, which is exciting. It's that's right. It's exciting. It might be hard to think, how am I going to put music out? And it's costly, but there's so many ways you can do it now compared to the old days when someone had to sign you and you had to do what they told you.
Yeah, there's definitely even just a lot of information that you can find yourself to put yourself out there. You know, I've had a lot of people that have helped me as well. But yeah, I'm just so excited to finally have something out.
Absolutely. Now, what's the best way for listeners to stay in touch with you, to follow what you're up to and be able to see you play live?
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram under Nina Official Music. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I've got a YouTube channel. Every social media platform.
She's got the clues, MJ.
You're on the very brand new social media platform called Vero that myself and Josh Setterfield signed up to, and I don't think we've been back to. Have you checked that one out yet?
You're the only two.
It's Instagram and Facebook combined under some new thing. And yeah, I went up for a day, posted like one photo, and I was messaging Josh Setterfield late that night. Like, we're like, oh yeah, Facebook's dead, man. This is going to be the new big thing. And I don't think we've been back to it yet.
You were the only two that thought that.
I think we're the only two that are on it.
That's hilarious.
So, yeah, so I mean, you're on all the ones that matter. Mm. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. What about Twitter?
Yeah, I've got Twitter.
She's doing better than me. We've got Twitter. We don't post on there. It's just whatever goes to Facebook. So there you go, guys. Nina Official Music is the person to check out online and keep in touch. Follow the single release and hopefully a music video.
Yeah, coming. But she's not giving us any hints here.
Follow me on social media and you'll find out.
Oh, there you go.
See, that's the motivation, Big Stu. That's how you make it happen. And if you want to follow us, it's Planet Country Radio.
Absolutely. Nina is sticking around. We'll hear some music from artists who have inspired Nina later in the show. But next we have music from this guy, Eric Etheridge. I discovered this recently. Absolutely love it. I hope you do too. This is Making Me Crazy on Planet Country.
She's making me crazy. My way, and I like the way she looks. I was hooked when she said hey. Oh, and that was all it took. She had me losing my mind.
She was stealing my heart.
She was confusing the signs.
And we're falling apart.
Oh, and I can't keep it straight. She's making me crazy the way she pulls me in just to push me away. I don't wanna stay just friends. I don't wanna play pretend. She loves me, she loves me now. I don't wanna get caught up in all this back and forth, tug of war, maybe. She's making me crazy. Cause one minute she's in, the next her ex takes her back. Now she just wants to be friends. Like that, I'm about to lose it.
push me away. I don't wanna stay just friends. I don't wanna play pretend. She loves me, she loves me now. I don't wanna get caught up in all this back and forth, tug of war, maybe. She's making me crazy. She's making me crazy. She's making me crazy. She's making me crazy.
You're listening to Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ. Two radio show hosts walk into a bar and the bartender says, "Why the ugly faces?" Ugh. It's not a joke.
Now on Planet Country, it's time to check the weather around the nation.
How's the weather today? Is it sunny?
It's gonna be a long, hot summer.
Is it raining?
It's raining on the sun.
Snowy.
It's a shame about the weather.
How's the weather today?
MJ, what can listeners expect from their weather around the country tomorrow?
We should have stayed on Facebook Live, you know. It's my turn to shine.
We have finished, yes.
Brisbane, sunny with 31. Sydney, a shower or two and 23. Oh, well, I guess I get a bath, you know, I can wash myself. Canberra, mostly sunny and 22. Melbourne, possible morning drizzle and 17. Drizzle, that's a Melbourne slogan. Hobart, cloudy and 15. That's sounding more like autumn. So they're leading the way to, you know, future and fighting global warming, I guess.
Every week we say hi to the Wolf brothers, but Tom Wolf's actually not in Tasmania.
No,
he's in Paris. No, he's in Germany, sorry.
Germany. I think he's doing a big European adventure, a part of his honeymoon. You know, obviously got to do a tour first, then they can go on the honeymoon. So he's over there having a ball, forgetting all about
Big Stu and MJ here.
He'd be listening
in. Of course he is. Of course, whatever time it is there, he's listening in.
Anywho.
Adelaide, cloudy with 22. Shout out to Cassidy Ray Gator, who celebrated her birthday recently. So, yeah, see, we remembered. Our gift to you is our shout-out. And Perth, partly cloudy with 25. Emily Joy is in Perth. We've got to catch up with Emily Joy, yeah.
She has not just had a birthday. What about in Music City, MJ?
Well, as usual, we'll get our studio guests to tell us the weather in Nashville. So it's over to Nina.
And literally pass the mic.
Just, we're sharing a microphone.
Okay, so Nashville will be cloudy with 9 degrees, which is 48 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's very professional. We are out of a job.
That's a radio voice right
now,
there.
Now, I have to ask, Nashville, is that on the wish list to get to Music City and explore everything that's happening over there?
Yeah, I would love to go on a trip to go to Nashville and then also to go to LA just to songwrite and to collaborate with other songwriters.
Well, we were saying the other day about LA, there's a whole Californian country scene and there's some really good songwriting happening out of Cali.
It's Cali country.
See how I just say Cali?
Cali.
Like I know what I'm doing. Well, that is great. We hope that you get your dream to come true and get to both LA and Nashville in the future. Still to come tonight, we have MJ's social media news and we've got our interview with Old Dominion from the CMC Awards. Stick around right here on Planet Country.